Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game In Podcast. This is episode 61. I'm one of your hosts, Nick, Mr. Retro Nick. And joining me tonight, Warren.
Hello, hello, and hello.
And unfortunately, no sign of Gaz at the moment. I'm not sure if he's any better at the moment or not. But if we get him on, surely we'll do. But at the moment, it's just us two again. But hope you can bear with us with this. Should be a short podcast episode, but we'll see how it goes. So before we get to the topic, how's your week been, Warren?
Oh, actually, it's been a good week. And actually, last night was a good night. I finally got to see some of my really good friends that actually I haven't seen in, well, over 10 years. Which, you know, it's like wow. Yeah, exactly. Like it's really been that long. I mean, we've been talking on Facebook since I guess what 2006, 2007, somewhere in that area. So it doesn't really feel like that until I looked at some photos. Like yeah, the last time I saw each other, I think it was like 2000. Like yep, exactly. You know, I know it was before I went to college. So you know, we all had a good time. One of my friends, she actually had some sad news with her and her father. Her father passed away, but she's doing good now. You know, she's doing good. I called her actually today. So this, you know, with this yesterday being, it's been a good week. You know, it's been good because of that. That kind of outweighs a lot of stuff because you know. They're my really good friends that I haven't seen because we live so far away, which is only like about 2 hours away, but, you know, it's still some distance. So, but yeah, it's been good.
That's good to hear. So, shall we make a start on the just in case anyone was wondering, nothing spectacular happened to me during the week, so just being busy at work, so... So nothing to really mention. I mean, I've got a couple of highlights which I'll mention at the end, but should we head on? Start on with the first topic.
Yes, let's get on with the topic.
Let's go.
Yes.
Okay, so I thought an easy topic. I mean, currently in the UK, the PS4 hasn't been released, but in the US it has. So, and according to this one article. Released on November the 17th. Mm-hmm. Sony sells 1 million PS4 consoles on first day. So that's quite an achievement in 24 hours, I must say.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, do you know what their record is? Did you look up that at all? Because I think the PS3 sold the best. It was the biggest record, I think, meaning first day sales. So did you check that at all?
I haven't really had that much chance to look, but... It's looking promising. I think it says down here that this prediction will sell 49 million consoles in the next 5 years ahead of Xbox One's prediction of 38 million within the same sort of time period.
Okay, no. The PS4 beat it. PS4, because they say, I'm looking at Wikipedia, and they said the launch of the PlayStation 3 in Japanese. Okay, this is in Japanese. On November 2006... what did it say? I saw something where it says 27,000. Well, the highest selling game was Ridge Racer. That sold 81,639. But I thought I saw like something 27,000. Okay, let's say at least 1 million systems have been shipped. So I think they're probably about even, but they're saying Japan plus Asia. So... But yeah, it's a pretty good number for consoles, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how many Wii U's have been sold roughly? I mean, it can't be. I'm guessing it's a bit less than that. But
yeah, it's a lot less than that.
Yeah, so it's not a good sign for Nintendo if that's the case. And in day one, the Sony console sells 1 million. And the Wii U's struggling to reach the 1 million milestone.
Well, I think this Christmas is gonna be the most weirdest, whacked out Christmas ever, because like you said, Nintendo. I'm not scared about Nintendo. Nintendo has the potential. It's just that they need to stop trying to compete. Remember, Nintendo never really competed against anyone else. When it was NES, Nintendo just Nintendo. They were not competing against Sega. It's like, yeah, Sega's over there, so what? We're Nintendo. We don't care about them, you know? And that's how it went. But then, you know, I was fighting against the, I think the PS1 was coming out or was about to come out or something like that, wasn't it? I can't remember because I jumped from system to system so fast back then. I have to look at the dates to remember most of this stuff. But the Wii, I'm not really worried about it because they do have some great games lined up. And I really think the Super Mario 3D World, that's going to push a lot of systems. And now that they're packing the Mario Brothers pack in with Luigi in the box, I really see more Wiis being sold. And the 2DS is also coming. So I think Nintendo, across the board, their sales are going to pick up at least no less than 45%, at least. So, which could be more, but we're gonna have to wait and see on that. But you know, Sony pushing that many out on the first day—that's a great feat.
It is, yeah. I mean, while it does look promising for Sony on day one, we still got to bear in mind that we've got the rest of the eighth generation to go through. So there could be many ups and downs. So it's not how you start the race; it's how you finish it.
Exactly, because you have to keep in mind that Sony's having some issues right now, and this was expected anyway. So I'm not gonna try to bash anybody about, you know, well, they should have known this, but they should have known this. I mean, you're gonna have about, okay, you should always on launch day be ready. Now that we're using servers and this cloud computing, which they seem like they're not in sync with, they should always have more than enough bandwidth and everything to hold at least 2 million people, at least. That way there's no lag or anything that's happening right now. Like, most people can't connect. Well, not most people, but some people can't connect. And that's not too bad because only some people. But if I was one of those some people, that's kind of like, wait a minute, I'm a gamer. I'm someone. I paid $500 like everyone else. I'm not some people. I'm a paying customer, yeah. You know. So, you have to, I don't mean to say that, no disrespect. Because if I was one of those people too, I mean, no, how I am now is kind of, oh, well, I can't connect. I'm just going to turn it off and I'll play what I can play. But if I can't play anything, I have my PS3. I'll go play that. Or I'll go play my DS. And that's how I deal with stuff like that now. It's like, I don't even get mad anymore. It's like, whatever. But also we have people having the units also, lock up and, become stuck and they can't get it unstuck. So I don't know the percentages of that, but if you've been looking at Facebook, I haven't been posting anything. I've just been reading stuff. It's not supposed to be happening to a lot of people, but it is happening to some people. So
yeah, I think there's been a few issues, but not too many to start worrying customers just yet.
Oh yeah, no. Sony is Sony. They're gonna live up to their word, so don't, you know, ain't nothing you should be getting worried about. But it's more like, hey, we got a defective system. Take it back. That's all. You know, so, you know, but I have like at least about 12 people who got them, but no one's talking really. One friend uploaded some video for Knack, and yeah, it looks very impressive, but the same feeling I got from looking at that was the same feeling I got when I first saw Jax and Daxter. So, it doesn't really prompt me to go, oh my gosh, it looks so awesome. It's like, wow, that looks pretty. You know, so... But 1 million sales on day one, that's awesome.
I'm sure it is.
But, I mean, was that sales and pre-orders? That's kind of a little misleading. I want to count pre-orders, and then I want to count day one sales, which means, like, me and you who didn't pre-order it, we walk in and buy it. That's what a day one sale is for me.
I'll just see if I can get back up. I would have thought four would be just the sales, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, I know. No. That's what I'm saying. I'm asking that because I've had people who do that. Like, stop combining those numbers. That's a lie. You know, day one sales. Well, they're paying it off. Like, no, if they pre-order, they're not paying it off. They're just picking it up. They're paying off what was left. If I'm, because I'm normally the pre-order person. I pre-order my stuff, but not anymore.
Okay, it's just it says sold. Doesn't mention anything about pre-order sales. It's all about... last week ahead of the group sale.
Yeah.
Sony wants to sell about 3 million globally by the end of the calendar year. So, if it sell over a million in North America in the first day, they're about bound to within the rest of the world. I'm sure they'll.
Yeah. They'll reach that number.
That's an easy enough target to reach. So it's just a matter of seeing if they can reach that, and if so, can they go further?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't afford to go much further because they only have so many consoles produced based on pre-orders. made by companies and customers.
Yeah, exactly. So,
we'll see. And it's saying, and it's got a target to sell about 5 million by the end of the financial year in March. So, so yeah, it looks like a reasonable target for them. So as long as they can produce the parts and can get the consoles out there and on the market, and if people want to buy it, then it should easily reach that target.
Yeah, it sounds good, and well, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, but while we're on the subject of the PS4, we might as well mention like the source of feedback that people have been getting. The main one that I've noticed on a few sites is the fact of the actual capture thing. You can't capture footage for more than 15 minutes, and you can't capture straight from HDMI ports to capture device. So for anyone who does reviews or anything like that, then they're going to struggle.
Well, I mean, how I don't understand. How is that so?
I'm not sure because I heard something. Someone on Twitter mentioned that there will be support for capture devices for the PS4, but for some reason currently there isn't. Whereas the Xbox One in its favour is actually allowing capture devices to take the footage day one, so there's no like waiting for an update or anything.
Oh.
So why that was done, I'm not too sure, but and another problem seems to be on this one site. I just found Business Insider. It says can't delete screenshots and videos taken. So that seems to be a problem at the minute. So if you take any screenshots or videos of while you're playing the game, then you're going to not be able, and there doesn't seem to be much of an option to actually delete them or remove them.
Oh.
Okay. But I think there's been an update on that. But
yeah, it should be.
Just clicking on a link to see where that takes me.
Yeah, I think I probably could. I mean, I don't know. Until I can see the back of it, I think I could end up recording video, but it's an optical out. But my VCR has that, so I can pump it. If they have any kind of RCAs, then yeah, I can do that. Or RGBs, then I can do that.
I'm sure it still uses that connection, I presume. So anyway, because even this day and age of HDTVs and that, some not everyone will have one. Like I mentioned with the internet usage, not everyone's going to have strong internet. So if they're not going to have strong internet, it's not likely they're going to have the latest smart TVs or LED, LCD TVs.
Right.
What if they might have in the living room or games room?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking. I mean, I'll say good luck to everybody who does that.
Yep, so I think there does seem to be a bit of a problem with actually deleting footage, though there is a way of doing it, though it's not made clear by just having a look at the tutorial how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great for a streaming device. So if you've got strong enough internet connection and you've got a streaming service such as Twitch TV or one of the sites that allow streaming, then you should be be able to make the most uses out of that if you like to do that quite often, so you can get people watching you play as you play the game. So there's a bit of that online thing where you can actually view what people are playing.
Oh, that's pretty
as they're playing it.
That's pretty neat.
And if you have the game as well, I suppose you can join in if you wanted to. So, it does add some possibilities. So, because it does seem that it's more popular of actually spectating the games as if it was a sport.
Right.
So there does seem to be a bit more of that going on nowadays with games such as League of Legends and Call of Duties and various other games that do this sort of spectator sport thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it sounds nice. But, yeah, I have from my friend, like I say, he uploaded to Facebook, and the quality was great, you know. I didn't watch anybody do Twitch, because I'm not really looking. You know. So, you know. It's not, you know, I mean, it sounds great, but my friend, I don't know if you know Alpha Medicine, but he's one of my friends, he's a friend on Facebook. And the first question out of his mouth was, how do you record a game and put, narrate it, put a voiceover on it? And I was like, I don't know, you know, so because I don't have a unit. So, you know, because the way I do it, I don't record my voice and my game at the same time. Like, today I was going to try to do a Crackdown video. But no, he's talking about, like, how right now, like, say we're playing Mass Effect. And it's like, all right, everybody, today we're going to be playing Mass Effect. And to go ahead and find some new weapons that you've never used before. And, you know, as we're talking, we're doing it. And that's, you know, pre-recorded and pre, you know, put together in a video editing software package, and then so people can actually follow us, you know, while we're, you know, talking what's going on screen.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what I was trying to get at, you know, and that's because PS3 alone, you know, so I like saying I can't answer those questions, but we're going to find out in the next few days, months, whatever.
Yeah, we should find out as we go along.
Right, so, but yeah, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen a Twitch stream yet, so I guess you can Twitch stream and talk at the same time. I don't know, but then how would you mute yourself from talking, you know? So, you know, like say you got to go to the bathroom or say, I don't know, your girlfriend starts screaming at you while you're playing, you know, because you forgot to wash the dishes or whatever. You know, I know that's not really important stuff, but it is stuff to keep in consideration, you know, when you're streaming live online, you know. Especially if you're just doing it and you're just a small gamer and you don't know what you're doing, you know, you don't be sitting there. Like I had one friend, like I said, on Xbox Live though, he was not streaming, but he was talking on his microphone and giving out his credit card. And I was like, hey, dude, you're still, we can hear you. Like what? I said, we can hear you. And he didn't understand. I was like, dude, I got the first 4 digits of your credit card. So, you know, but you don't know my name. I was like, yes, it is. It's Mark Smith. You hear me? Like, yes, either to unplug the headset or mute it. One of the two. I don't want to hear that mess. Well, what else have you been hearing?
There have been a few mixed themes on the PS4. Some people like it, some people don't like it as much. But then again, they kept it the same since the PlayStation 1 or the original PlayStation. So they've kept it the same sort of design and feel of it, so just been adding things to it here and there as it went along. So I think some people are a bit mixed about the actual touch feature on it. I forgot what it's called. Let's see. The touchpad, yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay, so I think it has got potential because it is similar to the Wii U sort of control, but or a mixture between the Wii U and the Ouya, if that makes sense, but without the actual screen capabilities of the Wii U.
Okay, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, so a lot of potential, but it just depends how well it works, and obviously there's been a problem of the consoles freezing up. Yeah, so I think there might be a few little issues I might need to iron out, but So far, as we said, with a million consoles sold in North America alone, it just seems to be on a good, strong start.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I look forward to seeing what they're gonna need, you know, where it's gonna go. I mean, I do look forward to it, but at the same time, I don't even know why we even have it though. At the same time, too, I mean, I know it had potential, but the PS4 was just getting started. I mean, sorry, the PS3 was just getting started, so you know.
Yeah. Let's see if there's any more. Just having a look at the BBC News website. Web reaction to Sony's Invisible console. Invisible? What? That doesn't make sense.
What? Invisible console? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. That's the title of it. PlayStation 4 web reaction to Sony's Invisible console. That's what it states right there. So.
What does that mean?
I'm not too sure.
Oh my gosh, don't tell me they looked at the console and think because it's slanted, it makes it look invisible on a disc. Oh my goodness, really, people, get out.
Yep, so just having a look through. So there's some Twitter constant comments. I'll just read through some of these on the page. So Sony, you assemble the video game community to announce the PS4, but you only show the controller. Ha 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 ha. Wait, I think this might have been a while ago, mightn't it? This is in February. This is an old one. Oh, well, I was just thinking Invisible Console. Oh, I remember now, because they only revealed the actual controller. They didn't reveal any information about the console. Just the controller.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so everyone was criticising Sony for that, and the fact that they didn't actually show what the console looked like, and then was it Microsoft afterwards, or was it Microsoft before? I'm trying to remember.
Wait, say it again?
For the Xbox One announcement, was it before or after the PS4?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember. All that fighting and stuff we did, I can't remember none of that.
Yeah, good. I think the Xbox One did actually show the console, but it mostly talked about sports and TV.
Oh, okay, yeah. First, Sony only showed the controller, remember? Yep. First, Sony did it, then Xbox... I think Xbox showed the entire thing. But they made everybody mad, remember? Because we're like, we're not going to just show you a controller, we're going to show you the console also. Remember? When they first did it? That before they told us about the DRM and the things that made everybody mad.
Yeah, exactly. The fact there's no games there and there's talking about the DRM and not really explaining what that is, and that's what started the whole thing against Microsoft to begin with, because they weren't ready to explain what it was. Just thought, okay, we'll announce a new console, just explain all this in DRM, so that means you can't buy used games without a fee, and not really explain any real details in the show. Just what sport capabilities it has, and which can see the point of it actually saving the games for the actual E3 presentation, which was later in the year, but they didn't actually show the only game they showed was Call of Duty Ghosts. When we just show like any teasers or anything, so that's probably what let Microsoft down on that side, and what let Sony down was not revealing the console, but they did show the controller, and I think they did show a few games if I remember correctly. So they did give a hint as to what the PS4 was all about. I think with all the positive, all the negative press towards Microsoft after the whole DRM scandal, if we can say it's a scandal, I think that's put Sony in a better position, because it's more appealing to gamers, because they just came out at the E3 presentation saying, you want to sell straight to games? There you go. You can do that.
Yeah, but actually they're going to try to stop you from doing it, though. Say it to your face and then change their minds. That's why I'm not really keen on getting either system, because I mean, if you're gonna be trying to cut me in the back like that, then there is no reason for me to, you know, buy your products anymore. I mean, you know what I want, but you want to try to treat me like that? I don't think so.
Yeah, so I think Sony did make a good decision actually not to announce any DRM they might have been originally planning, and just wait for Microsoft to put the cards on the table first before they change their plan to actually say we're not doing DRM. So it was a clever strategy overall. So, I mean, as a business, it makes sense. Wait for another business to make its announcement, and then one of that the other business with the competition with your proposal. For the better console.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do want to get the PS4, and I don't know if and when I will get it. So it's just a matter of, I might just wait for a little bit to see what happens, or might just wait and see what the Xbox One is like. Because I'm still in two minds about which one I'd prefer. I mean, I'm edging towards the PS4 a bit more, but it just depends what they do, because of all the things mentioned about DRM and stuff. And even though Microsoft said they won't do it, I mean, you never know. They might just introduce it in another way without the customers or the gamers knowing what's hitting before it's too late.
Right, exactly. You know, because I can, you know, like I said, I can wait myself. I can wait. I don't need to have the PS3 or anything, you know, right now. PS4, I'm sorry, I keep saying PS3, but PS4. I don't need any of that. That's the reason why I'm just not ready for it. You know, I have no reason for it. There are no games on it to me to be like, oh, I got a PS4 and I'm playing this new game with the holograms popping up my TV, and you know, my controller, if I touch it, it floats in the air. It's not doing any of that. So I really don't, I mean, I'm sorry if I don't seem so excited like other people, but I've been playing games for a long, long time. And that's why you see some people when they have experience, like firefighters. You don't see a firefighter going, oh my gosh, that is so hot, I can't go in. It's like, no, I've been doing this for 10 years now. Every fire is not the same. I know to be safe, and I'm going in. I'll see you on the other side, you know. But, you know, I'm just not excited like I normally would be. There's nothing on it. Now, once they get something on it, then yeah, but that's just like the PS3 when it came out. Everybody got mad at me when I called it a giant brick to sit in front of your doorstop, $300-$600 for nothing, you know, because it had no games that I wanted to play. But once they got the games in 2009, then guess what? I hopped on that bandwagon and I'm ready to go, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for most part, it's just a case of waiting, because even though there is a jump in the graphics still, there isn't that much jump in innovation, yeah, graphics, really.
Yeah, exactly. The graphics don't make no game for me. The graphics are part of the right height, the right size, right hair color, right eye color, right boobs, right everything. You go talk to her and she said, get the freak out of my face, you fool. Now, how do you feel? You call her a biatch or whatever. You say something rude to her. She may look nice, but guess what? She don't have the internals that you want. So what's the point? You know, get somebody who actually can make you laugh and enjoy what you like doing instead of fighting all the time. And that's how I deal with my consoles. You know, I love my 3DO, but once it kept breaking, I ended up getting a Saturn. Yeah, in a way, and looking at hindsight, that was a bad deal for me. But at the same time, you know, I played Saturn. I loved the Saturn, and you know, it was my nieces and nephews. They did not like it because I didn't have enough games on it. You know, because I had week two or week three. I know it had been out for at least a month before I got it. But, you know, it was fun. Virtual Fighter was fun for what it was back in the day. And then, you know, it died real quick. And that was my last console, actually, until I moved out. Once I moved out, that was it. You know, then I came back to PS1. Then I went to Sega Genesis. And next thing you know, I have a Neo Geo. And that's the end of the story for me somewhat. Well, not end of, but the beginning of a new story. So, and that was in 2001. But the PS4 has nothing to offer me that my PS3 doesn't already give me.
I think that might be a problem for some gamers, because even though the graphics are better, it's basically a powerful PC.
At
today's standards, but in like 5-10 years time, obviously the standards are going to drop a bit, and then you're going to have to up the stakes again for the next console.
Right, exactly. You know, but no, like my friend said, you know, it's just all it is a new a powered up PC, and that's all it is. So you know.
If it has the games on it, then that'll make difference between it being a good console and being a great console. But again, it depends on the companies involved and what sort of games they do release.
Uh huh.
But again, it's one of those things you have to wait and see, because Microsoft have yet to release a console, which should be soon. So probably next week we'll talk about the Xbox One's release and the reaction to that as well, but
yeah, cause that's on that's on the 22nd. So that's let's see, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's on Friday actually.
Yeah,
so, that's really weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure when. I'll have a look. See when it's released in the UK. Should say and I'll look up the release date for the PS4 as well, because it hasn't been released here. Should be soon, I think.
Right.
Xbox One release date. Let's go. I'll have a look on the actual Xbox website. So it should say. If it has the information somewhere, it should do. And would have thought it'd be on the front page, but apparently not.
Hmm.
The best games, best multiplayer, blah blah blah, and doesn't really mention on here. We're gonna go looking for it.
Right.
Get the facts. Okay. See if we get the facts. Should that say? Because if it's a new console, it should advertise it on the front page and saying, "This is a new console. This is when it's out, and go get it. Go pre-order it now before it's too late."
Mm-hmm.
Even though for many people, it's not too late. They can probably pick one up, depending on how good the reaction is to most gamers and consumers. It doesn't really mention, not looking to see anyway, no lot clear information about when it's released. Saying November 22nd, 2013. So I'm not sure if that's in all regions or most regions or any Pacific regions or okay. So I think in the UK that's when it's released as well. So I think it's in same in the US as well, I believe.
Okay.
November 22nd. So we'll get it at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. So it was at the bottom of the page actually to find the information out. So, when's the PS4 being released? Just have a quick look. PS4 release date. Here we go. Okay, PC Advisor. Okay, got on the website now, so scroll down. When's it been released? Sorry about this, folks. I'm just trying to find out the information, but I'm just trying to scroll down the and it's going halfway down the page. So, UK release date in UK is 29th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously North America gets 2 weeks before, so.
Mhm.
And yeah, so we'll get the Xbox One the same time, but we'll begin the PS4 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's going to be a big hustle in the UK to get one of those, I think. If anyone does want a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's going to be sold out anywhere, I've no idea, because of all the hype about reserving the PS4 and order one now and you're guaranteed a copy, else you'll not likely get one. So, again, it's something that we'll have to wait and see, but when it happens, we'll obviously talk about it.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think that's it for the PS4. Anything else to mention, really, or...?
No, I'm going to say, did you get to see the Jimmy Fallon thing with the robots? I mean...
I don't think I did, no. I'll have to check that out afterwards.
Where he was on a show with Ice-T, and they were flicking the robots out of the controller and shaking up a bottle of champagne and stuff, virtual champagne, and making it splatter outside the controller. Like, it's like, basically it was like iPad all over again, so I wasn't that impressed, you know. But to everybody else, they thought it was really awesome.
Well, I think it's sort of screenshots, but I'll have to check an actual video at some point, so probably after the podcast.
Yeah. I should have posted it in the forum, posted it on the Facebook,
Yeah, it did. Just didn't get a chance to check it yet, so I'll check that out afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... Yeah, so the PS4's out in North America, and in less than 2 weeks it'll be out in the UK at the time of recording, so... And the Xbox One is going to be released at the same time, so for most countries, I think.
Mm-hmm. Greatness awaits.
Yeah, so as and when the Xbox One's released, we'll talk about that and what the reaction is, if it's any good, or how it compares, so... But obviously we'll have to wait till then to find out.
Oh yeah, because I have no idea until someone gets their hands on it. I mean, I have a friend who works with them, but I didn't ask him because they don't play with them exactly. They're testing and stuff, so... And I don't think he's allowed to release any of that kind of information anyway, so... You know. I mean, I played Killer Instinct arcade, well, the new Killer Instinct for Xbox One, but it was with a arcade unit, so I can't really speak much. I mean, besides saying, oh, yeah, it looked pretty, I can't say it sounded good. I can't say that. It controlled pretty decent, but, you know, I mean, the graphics and... Oh, hold on for a second. The graphics and everything was really good, but I don't remember any of the sound that much. It wasn't memorable. You know, when you play Killer Instinct the first Killer Instinct, you don't forget that game. The sound and the music on that game was just so awesome. But here, they're trying to be cheap geek people and trying to rape the geek scene and not have any real relations. And, like, what does that mean? It's like, look at the original stuff versus what they're putting out now. A real person, when Rare worked on that stuff, they really put their foot down when they made that game. That game was so over the top. You tell me now in 2013, like, what, 10, almost, was that, 14 years later, you can't reproduce that? But yet we can tell how old the Earth is? Oh, that makes no sense at all. Makes no sense. So, you know, whatever.
Mm.
That's how I feel about it, you know.
Well, probably is, but I think just to bear in mind, there's a lot of hype to live up to since the last two Killer Instinct games.
Nah, not really. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of hype, but there's not the hype of the game. I played the game, and I mean, if I had to rate that game on my scale, I'd give that game a 2. But I know I can sense how it plays. Mortal Kombat 3 people will love that game. When they pick that game up, they'll be loving it. And so all those guys who play Street Fighter and stuff that are going to come flocking to it, they're going to get the same beatdown they got when they came from Street Fighter to Killer Instinct. And they had to learn Killer Instinct. Because Killer Instinct isn't that hard really to learn. You know which buttons to tap. You know, tap, punch, and, you know, a kick here and hold back and push forward and tap another button. And you got a combo. It's pretty simple to put together your own little combos. But Mortal Kombat had dollar combos. $2 combo people getting together and sharing information, they will dominate. Trust me on that. When they came out, I quit playing Mortal Kombat 3 when the dollar combos came out. I'm like, oh, forget it. Ain't no use in fighting you, you know, because you're going to just come over there and punch and kick me in the face until I'm not alive. And you can't break it. They say you can, but I never broke one. You know, so, but we'll see what happens. We'll see. But other than that, Killer Instinct, you know, for Xbox, it looks awesome. But, you know, it's not for me. I mean, I don't want to sound like a downer, but it's just not for me. But for people who like Mortal Kombat 3 or Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, they're going to love it. They're going to love it. And Marvel's Capcom people, they might like it. I can't speak for those people because, you know, I don't really play those games that often, so I can't really say that. But Mortal Kombat 3 people, I know they're going to love it.
Yep, so...
Oh, the next topic, or anything to add to that?
Can't think of anything to add. I mean, obviously, we'll just have to wait and see if Killer Instinct is high received or not when the actual full version's released and when the Xbox One's released. So, just have to see if it makes it a purchase worth getting the Xbox One for or not. So,
now, if you like it, it's a day one purchase. Trust me on that, but. The way they're breaking up the game and trying DLC this and buy, just release a retail version of the game and let it be done.
Yeah, because it does sound weird that whole you can get the game for free and you get one character. Plus, if you want to unlock the rest of the game, then you just have to buy it individually. That's just
that's stupid.
If you want to release a demo, release a demo.
Yes, yes.
Don't have to release like a free version because. Oh, no, maybe it's trying to compete with the mobile market, maybe.
And you know what they know? The mobile market is going to do what they just did? Crush it. The reason why people can do that microtransaction with mobile, because you have people who aren't gamers, quote-unquote, who aren't gamers. You know, like, okay, I don't even pick. Consoles, but when you see them on their phone, they're always picking and playing. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just playing a little game. You know, and they'll buy the little tokens to keep playing Candy Crush, or they'll buy the tokens to keep playing whatever adventure, blah blah blah. They will do that, but you don't see them with a console. Why? Because they don't consider themselves gamers. No, I'm not a gamer. But wait, you played Candy Crush for 5 months, and now you're playing this other game too on your phone. Yeah, but these are phone games. These aren't gamer games. And you know, and talk to somebody sometimes, you'll say that like, yeah, you're a gamer. You're just not labeling yourself as a gamer. If you play a game for more than 5 hours, and you do that more than 6 months at a time, you're a gamer. So. You know, a person that's not a gamer is my father. He does not play video games. He looks at them every now and then because that's the only thing I have on TV when I used to live at home. But, you know, he is not a gamer. Never touched a video game in his life. Never will. So, but that micromanaging of Killer Instinct, that's the way to kill a franchise really quick. Really quick. The diehard people who don't know any better, they're going to buy it. But everybody else, they'll say no.
Yeah, for indie games, I think that'd be fine, the microtransactions on consoles. But for full-fledged games, not so much, I don't think. Because, well, you do have DLC. That should be an optional thing if you want extra stuff. When you pay your money and you get your money's worth, you should be able to... if you want to get add more if you want, you shouldn't have to, like... play half a game and then be expected to buy and download DLC to play the rest of it.
Exactly. And that's where they're messing up. I mean, it just seems so evil. It's like an evil wicked queen came and said, okay, we're going to save this full game, but we're not going to put any controls in for player 2. So if you want player 2 to join in, you have to download that DLC. Okay. You want more costumes? Pay for those. Now, I can see paying for more costumes, which I would never do unless I had, like, a lot of money. And I still wouldn't even do that because I don't care. I want the game to be the way I want it to be every time I see it. I don't want to see my character with funky-looking clothes. Like, who the heck is that? Like, oh, you know. But we'll have to see what happens, especially with Killer Instinct, because I just feel so bad that game is going to get ran through the meat grinder, and I just don't know. So...
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait and see. So, should we move on to next topic?
Yes, sir. And that next topic is
our next topic is actually it's not another topic, but we're going to go on to games we've been playing recently and what we've been watching.
Oh, you're going to just jump over to Wii and its updates. I'm sorry, Nintendo and their updates. Oh, you didn't even watch it. Did you even watch Nintendo Direct?
Meant to, but got so much to do.
Come on, Nick. If you're going to be doing a video game podcast, you got to kind of keep up on some of the stuff, the major stuff. But I'll just cover it really quick. All right, Nintendo has a whole bunch of new games coming out, the DS, the 3DS, and I guess the 2DS. We're going to be getting an app for watching YouTube. That's not really a big announcement, but for some of us, it is. So now you can actually watch YouTube on your 3DS come November 22nd. So make sure you check out the eShop and your updates, because you should get an alert telling you, hey, there's a new update. Wii is getting, I keep saying Wii when I say Wii U. They showed more of Mario World 3D and some more indie games. There's a lot more indie games coming that you're going to love. And I want to say there's one more thing that one gentleman said. He showed it. Oh, some unlockables. They have a lot of unlockables in the new Mario Party game for, I think it's for the 3DS or for the Wii U. It's for one of the two, so, you know, I'm a little fixy on it because I'm not a Mario Party fan. But it looks really fun. And also, it's actually on 3DS because you only need one cartridge for all of us to be able to play on it. So that's a good thing they brought back for everybody now. So that's the big things that are happening at Nintendo.
Yeah, that's one thing it is about Mario Party and 3DS, but the one negative thing I have heard is there's no online play for that.
I don't think so. I mean, to me, it's okay. I don't need no online play. If they did, they'd have a lot more sales. I bet you that.
Yeah, just imagine that you're playing on Mario Party on the 3DS, and then you decide to join, and then we can have a little game together. So that would be cool, but.
Yeah, they would have to make sure they have private parties, though, because you don't want somebody who's jumping in, they start losing, they drop out.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's something they could do, but I don't understand why Nintendo aren't pushing online a bit more, because they started it with the GameCube, and they did a bit with the Wii, but they're not seeing, with the Wii U and the 3DS, not pushing it as much as it should be.
They think that it's going to die out, and they're so wrong. Somebody's saying, nobody cares about online play, really? I mean, that's what my Xbox is all about, online play. But then, you know, when I play Nintendo, I will say when it comes to Nintendo, I don't care. As long as the game is fun, but I do wish some games, you know, like Mario Party, Mario Kart, I want online play. I want to play with other people because I don't have anybody to play with anymore. Fighting games, I would love it if Nintendo made more fighting games. Or better yet, they can take their whole spaceship. They can take almost every game from their entire library, from Game Boy to... From Game Boy all the way to current right now. Like, say, Game Boy games all the way up to the Super Nintendo games or even GameCube games. Go in there, re-script that code, and make the games two players as long as there's room for it. Like, spaceship games, of course you can do that. Mario 64, I don't think I'd want to do that unless they make the screen where I can go where I want to go, like in Crackdown. Then I'll be interested in Mario 64 because I never beat it, and I would love to team up with somebody who's beaten it, who said, "Yeah, let's go over here." They're like, "All right, follow me," and you know, you follow them to do the tricks and everything. You know, you're not cheating or anything, and you're playing the game with them. So, you know, that'd be a great little game, you know. And you have like built-in games where you can fight each other with fireballs, you know. But they're not thinking about that really, you know.
I mean, there's plenty that they could do, compilations, HD collections. I mean, doing it with Wind Waker. That's just one game, but I think if they're going to do HD versions of games, they should actually make collections as well, because you got them on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 as well. Metal Gear Solid, you got a collection of Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and Peace Walker on the PS3 and Xbox 360, and there's other collections as well as Tomb Raider, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper. Just name a few, but there's some examples. So why couldn't they do like a collection of old Nintendo games on the Wii U or the 3DS?
Exactly. You know, but also, they have it where you can also merge your 3DS and your, if you have a Wii U and a 3DS, you can merge the accounts, but you can only do it with one unit. So if you mess it up, you can't go back and get your games. But you can basically merge it where if you buy any game on eShop, it'll also be available for your Wii U.
That's not bad. I mean, limiting it to one device probably a problem, but...
Well, I'm sorry. It's actually combined wallet. I'm sorry. I meant to say that. So,
oh,
yeah.
Combined wallet. Oh, okay. So if you add money to the Wii U account, you can also spend it on the 3DS account?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Get you now.
I was some bad information on the previous part, but that's what it is. I'm sorry, I'm playing the video in my head, so I'm like, wait a minute, that's right. You can combine the wallet, it's not the game, so you can, you know, buy the game on either system and it'll go to the right console, whatever. So, but yeah, but that's Nintendo news, so.
Yeah, so hopefully that's a good sign for Nintendo if they do some more compatibility things with the 3DS and the Wii U, even if it's just like combining wallets. I mean, that saves you having to have money on your Wii U and then having to put in detail your card details or eShop details into the 3DS or the Wii U, so you can. But it's a start anyway, so just see how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. Go Nintendo.
So should we talk about what we've been watching recently?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go first. Nothing too much. Haven't seen the X Factor for a bit, so can't really say I've seen that. So I'm not really sad about not watching it.
Okay.
And I finished watching Downton Abbey Series 4, that concluded last Sunday, which I watched the rest of it, so that's come to an end until the Christmas special later this year.
Okay.
Which apparently will round up Series 4, all the storylines will be wrapped up, or most of it, pardon me.
Uh-huh.
Will be wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Watched a couple of things. Just trying to remember. I had it in my head and then just forgot.
Yeah, I do that too often lately.
I should write a list of what I've been watching down, so we won't forget. What did I watch? Oh, there, that's right there. The Hobbit, the extended edition, because I got that this week. Yeah, so, and for the most part, yeah, it's good. I mean, a little mixed on some of the extended scenes, even though I do like to watch a bit more of what happens in Middle Earth and in the Hobbit film. I mean, some of them aren't really as necessary as others, but it was good. I still recommend giving it a watch. So it didn't really take away anything, nor did it add that much to it. So, while it's a bit of a hit and miss, I do recommend watching The Hobbit, and which I think you can watch on Netflix, just the regular edition, or the theatrical release.
Mm-hmm.
Because The Desolation of Smaug's coming up in December, so I'm going to be watching that when it comes out. So I'm looking forward to that, and I think that's really it. Wish I could say I was watching more, but again, it's been one of those weeks I haven't really got around to doing the stuff I wanted to do. So I'll just pass it on to you, Warren.
All right. Well, what this week, what I'm watching. Actually, I just finished up Sons of Anarchy, the last fifth season of it. I'm not sure if they're going to continue it. So that's what I'm mainly watching because I've been watching any of my normal stuff. I watched some new movie, I think I told you The Untouchables. It's a French movie. I watched that like a week or so ago, when we didn't do the podcast. That's a great movie. It's subtitled, but it's awesome. I watched another movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. where he's a doctor. Something about hands. I'm sorry, I can't think of the title. I can look it up real quick. but it's on my iPad way over there. But right now, actually, I'm in the middle of watching Pacific Rim. That's what I'm watching right now. Actually, has the kid Jax from Sons of Anarchy in it. I'm like, oh, I know. Hello. Okay, there's Jax. So far, the movie is like kind of, you know, if you like anime, it's great for anime, but the story and everything were kind of like, you know, whatever. But other than that, it has like great graphics and stuff like that. But you know, I'm a story-based person. If I can't have a story, I don't care how good your graphics are. I'll watch it once and I'm done, and that's if I finish it. So I'm gonna finish that, and I think that's really, is that it? Yep, that's it. That's all I've been watching. Yeah.
All right, good stuff. So, guess we'll move on to games we've been playing recently. And if anyone wondering where Gaz is, trying to get through, but no success. So I don't know if it, so I don't think he'll be on. So hopefully next week he'll be back with us. So
yeah, hopefully next week. Come on, Gaz, power up.
Yep. We'll give you an extra life if you do.
Yeah, I'll have to give him five.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So any games, any new games you've been playing, Warren, or any old games you're still playing?
On Ouya, I don't know if I said this. Did I talk about this already? One Tap Hero? I already talked about that, didn't I?
You might have done.
Because there's One Tap Hero, and then there's Neon Stalker. I think that's what it's called. Is it called that? It's on Ouya, and it's a first-person shooter game. Neon Shadow. Talk Neon Stalker. Neon Shadow, because I'm learning these names because I'm dealing with so many different games now. But One Tap Hero really caught me by surprise, and I think I told you about how you walk into the arrows, and that was the last time. But I am playing that, and this is Ouya only right now. Actually, One Tap Hero, I think, is on Android. Actually, take it back. All these games are on Android, so you can play them on Android if you have an Android device. But Neon Shadow is a first-person shooter game, which, you know, I don't care for first-person shooter games, but I do like arcade-type games. So this game kind of fits that kind of. It's not quite Halo, but not quite Duke Nukem. But it looks neat, and it has online multiplayer, which I haven't played any of that, so I can't talk about it. But it moves pretty nice. The controls are really nice and everything. So that's a game, you know, if you want to check something out, look it up on YouTube, look at it. And if it looks nice, hey, $99, get you an Ouya. Forget what everybody else is saying. But I really, you know, I really pushed that game. I played another game on there too, but I played it earlier this week. I mean, earlier last week, so I can't remember the name of it, nor can I remember what it was about, because One Tap Hero blew my mind. It wasn't the one where you punch the deer, walk around punching a deer. But on Xbox, I'm not playing anything on there. I was trying to get back into Shadow Complex, but I just don't, you know, my system is on its last legs, and by the time I get powered up and ready to go, I don't care, you know. It didn't do anything on PS3. I'm sorry. On PS3, I was playing again a little bit of Marvel's Capcom 2 a little bit. Ridge Racer 7 again, which is, you know, it's an old game, nothing new. And on 3DS, of course, I'm back to Pushmo. I haven't played New Leaf in some weeks. I keep turning my thing on to start playing it. By the time I get ready to turn on, I'm checking messages and stuff. And by the next thing I know, 15 minutes have gone by, and I say, oh, forget it. Shut it off. And I still have my step coins, my coins. I need to spend them in the store before I miss out on some great deals and stuff. The thing has a little dot waiting for me. I'm like, oh, man, come on. You know, but I haven't played that yet. So Pushmo is really keeping me busy right now because I really like that game a lot. And I want to say, I think that's really it. That's all I'm playing now.
Good section there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll go with what I've been playing. Mostly more or less the same. Haven't played any GTA this week. I've been playing a bit more Minecraft, so still building my world up there. So making my little fortress quite nice now. So really happy how that's coming along. So, but I've been spending way too much time on it, so I don't know if I'm going to do a bit more this week or not, but I'll see.
Uh-huh.
and I've been trying to do a track as well, but just trying to figure out how to actually do like a Minecraft air track. I nearly got the hand of it. I just need to figure out how to do the corner parts, which shouldn't take me too long to figure out. And so what else? So Animal Crossing as well, added a new resident, so a second character I can play as.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just call him Dr. Mad after one of the characters in the videos I do on YouTube.
So what did you made a new character?
Yeah, I made a new character. I mean, it doesn't delete the old character or anything, just adds a new resident, adds him as a new resident. But,
oh, really?
But as a playable resident.
Can you talk to your old self or no?
No, you can't. No, I don't think that's something you can do with in New Leaf.
Oh.
But you can create multiple characters. I'm not sure how many you can create. Possibly 4, I'd imagine. But I'm not too sure on that. But yeah, my house is coming along quite nicely as well. I've been building it up as usual, so expanding. So I'm not sure what else I can do after I finish expanding, but just have to wait and see. And the other game we're playing on the 360 was a World Poker Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is free if you're on gold, I think, the gold membership on Xbox Live Gold.
Uh-huh.
I've got free a while ago, so basically it's a game of poker, which you use your avatars in, so I'll be playing a bit of that because I know how to play, based on my experience with Poker Nights 2.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and that's one of those in-purchase games as well, so you can actually purchase more gold and chips. The gold you need for unlocking certain things, and the chips you need to play the game, obviously. So if you run out of chips, you have to buy more. But if you wait 12 hours, I think, then you get another certain set of chips to play a game, so...
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. Yeah, been locking a few achievements with that. And you can also level up the more games you play. So as you play, depending on the moves you make and when you go all in or if you fold or based on what on the actions or what's happening in the game, depends on what actually how you level up. But yeah, it's fun to play for a short while. So, and you can also do this thing where you can go on a toilet break as well. So if you set that option, then you can put the controller down for 5 minutes or so, and then just start go off and do whatever you need to do, and then come back and start playing again.
Yeah.
So that's a nice little feature. And also a bit of on the 360 Banjo-Kazooie, been playing the demo of that. Because I've got a copy on Nintendo 64, but just thought I'd play it on the 360 see if it's any different, and it's quite different. Obviously, it's got the Microsoft logo instead of Nintendo logo, and definitely has the same sort of feel as Donkey Kong 64, which is a game I played quite a lot when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that might be a game I might download the full version for, and because there are achievements you can actually get in that game.
Oh, really? Yeah. How many? 10?
I'm trying to think, there's about 10-ish or 10, 12 achievements you can get, so I'm imagining with Banjo-2 as well, and so there's bound to be achievements with Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, which was the 360 exclusive. And because apparently Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie are supposed to link up together, because that was Rare's original intention, was that if you had both cartridges, you can switch them out, and then you can based on what you've done in both games, you can transfer things across or something. I can't remember the exact feature, but it's something that's actually used in the actual 360 versions of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure if you look up online, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, game compatibility or something, then you can find out a bit more about that. But that's basically what it is. So, and the actual from playing the game itself, it's really fun. So definitely, this, like I said, has that Donkey Kong 64 feel, but while being its own platformer. And even though I haven't played the other platformer released by Rare on the Nintendo 64, Conker's Bad Fur Day, I'm not sure if it's available on the 360. It might not be, but
I don't think so. That's on N64. I think it's on eShop for Wii. I don't think it's for Wii U yet. I could be wrong, but
I'll have to have a look at it, actually. I'll have a look now while thinking about it. Overall, yeah, that's all I've been playing, really. So nothing too exciting, but playing a couple of new games. So got something else to talk about. So, and that's pretty much it now. So shall we go on to what highlights are?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the main highlight for me was getting a new phone, because it was time for me to upgrade, so I got the iPhone 5S.
And how do you like it?
And yes, pretty good. I mean, I've been having a bit of trouble with the backups, because I did an old backup on my old phone, and I'm just trying to sort it out so I get all the files that I want to need on my new phone, but yeah, it's coming along. It's really good. I haven't really played any games that test its speed capability much, so that's something I need to try out at some point. But oh yeah, I really like it. It goes a lot quicker, and it seems to hold the battery a bit longer as well. Mm-hmm. So when I do things, it seems a bit quicker, so I'm not like waiting around for things to happen. Just seem that little bit quicker to make. So you're not waiting around, so you want to go in messages, and you wanted to go on a particular message, and then
yeah.
So it's just got little things that's. So it's,
yeah. Speed is good.
Yeah, sure is. So, well, I've still got to try some actual apps that test the speed of it, but. I don't know, maybe I could do a comparison video at some point, download an app that's designed for the 5S or Pacific, and then try it on the 4S and then see how it compares, maybe, but I don't know, see how it goes. But so that's my main highlight, and the other highlight was today, earlier, because in Birmingham Town Centre in the UK, there's a German market that takes place every year, so I went to that and I tried a bit of mulled wine, which was really nice. And yeah, mostly had a look around, so hopefully while it's still going on, hopefully go back up at a later date, but depending on how busy it is up there and if I get a chance, depends if I go again, but hopefully I will, because it's a great place to go. If you like Christmas time and Christmas food and just sort of food and little knickknacks in general, then you should and enjoy it if you're in the area. So and that's that's pretty much it in terms of highlights. Nothing else really happening. So what about you, Juan?
Okay, well, of course I already told you my original highlight for this week was last night. I went and caught up with some friends I haven't seen in 10 years, a little bit more than 10 years, and you know, we all caught up. He bought a house. Well, actually all of them bought a house except for one friend. I guess she's renting a house, I guess, I don't know. So they all own homes now, so that's great. Really nice home. My first friend, you know, Richard, and basically his TV allows him to, instead of watching picture in picture, he has a TV that actually lets you watch two channels at one time. So they watch football. I'm not really into football. I like football, which is aka soccer. But, you know, we had a good time. You know, it was an hour and a half drive way out in the middle of nowhere. But it was fun for what it was. That was my main highlight that I had. I think that's really it. I mean, I know it sounds very simple, but, you know, it's been 10 years since I saw them. So, it was, you know, we had a good time. We talked and stuff and caught up. And
yeah, so
you know.
Yeah, sometimes the simple things like catching up with old friends can make your week, can't they?
Yeah, so, you know, it was really good. And then I finally talked to my friend who didn't make it, talked with her, and wow, things have just changed so much. You know, some people are still with us and some people aren't. It's like, wow. So, but yeah, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a good episode one, I think.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. PS4 people, I really wish they would leave comments on the Facebook, because it seems like YouTube is having some issues. That's the bad highlight of the month, YouTube and their Google Plus.
Yeah, we mentioned that last episode as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the bad thing of the month. But yeah, I guess we need to start, you know, posting some, making shorter videos of these clips. I mean, if you can, I don't know if you can do video or not yet, but yeah, well, you know, see if we take a poll for that.
Yeah, we'll definitely try and get, because there is a YouTube channel which I only uploaded one video to, so we need to try and resurrect that if possible and get that back up and running.
Yeah, exactly. You know, take parts of this and chop it up into maybe like 5-minute clips and upload one. I know you did The Walking Dead on your other channel, so.
Yeah, so I've got the final part to edit, which I'm currently doing, so meant to do that a while ago, but because of it, this and that, it's just been left in the to-do pile, so. Which I'll definitely, hopefully get done by the end of the month, so that's something I will try and aim for, because I want to get other videos done and produced, so. So we'll see that, what resurrecting the podcast YouTube channel comes to. I mean, depends if, because you're gonna, because I would upload all the episodes on there, but I think that one problem might be because you need to upload at least 20 videos before you can do that. So
wait, do what again?
You need to upload 20 videos on YouTube. That was the old policy anyway. You can upload 20 videos before you can upload clips that are longer than 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, because that's something that I had to do for the current channel I'm on now. So that's. Anyone doing YouTube channel wants to do videos longer than 15 minutes, then just bear that in mind. So you might have to upload some short videos to begin with, and then as soon as you've uploaded all those, then you can start uploading longer videos. But that might have changed since I've done it, so.
Because on one of my new channels, I get automatic 15 minutes, automatic. So, you know, I don't know why, I just do. And they're all on different emails, but I really don't even use them, really. I just had them so I can, like, you know, do something stupid and not be, ooh, look, there's Warren, and he's acting all dumb, you know. So.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we'll see about resurrecting the channel, but it's not a priority, it will be something to try and get done, because we have recorded over 60 episodes of the podcast, so we need to start, you know, really pushing the podcast a bit more, I think. But again, this is something we do from, so not expecting like thousands of people to be listening in every week, but. It's just something we hope that people do listen to the podcast and enjoy.
Yes. Yep. All in fun.
Exactly. Yep. So, any other notes, Juan, before we wrap things up?
Make sure you check out Ouya. It is a great console. Forget what everybody said about it and what you think and what you've heard. Give it a chance. I didn't say buy it, but guarantee you, if you're on a budget or if you just want something different, Ouya. That's where the gaming for the indies are going, or is that? Check it.
Yep, so that's another thing on my to-get list, so.
Yeah, I'm pushing that more than I am the Xbox One and PS3, actually.
Yeah, so that might be something I might delve into, but I'll see how things are, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for being on, Warren.
And thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Thanks again. And for everyone else, thanks for listening. And sorry for that guys that wasn't here, but hopefully next week we'll be back and then we'll have a full episode again. But until next time, we'll speak to you later. Take care and goodbye.
Join us again when Gaz will return and claim his throne. Have a good one.
Okay. Don't know what to say about that, but yeah, see you later, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.